Thank you. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to be with you, and I've been looking forward to this time that we could be together so that I can tell you a little bit about World Bible School. I know that many of you are familiar with it, but I want to tell you more, and if we can get my screen going. The brother told me he had that in there, but in case something happened, he kept my stick. Okay, there we go. That's information about me. Of course, you're not very interested in that, but if you do want to contact me, my wife and I just moved to Decatur back at the end of December, and we visited with you on a few occasions when I did not have appointments elsewhere, and I've got to meet several of you and get to know you a little bit. But I want to tell you about World Bible School. This is, they say a picture's worth a thousand words. Well, this is a picture of what World Bible School is all about. It is about you and I sharing the message of Jesus Christ with the lost of this world. And that's what World Bible School is doing, is helping Christians fulfill the Great Commission. And we just had that commission read, so I will not read that again. But we realize, as Jesus gave us the command to go and make disciples in every nation of the world, that is an opportunity that you and I have, and a responsibility. And we think about the idea of fulfilling that commission, and many times we might look at that and look at the 7+ billion people that are living in our world today, and we think, well, this is just an impossible task. But you know, when you really think about it, has God ever asked His people to do anything that was impossible? No, He hasn't. It might appear impossible to human beings, but God always provides a way when He tells us to do something, doesn't He? And World Bible School gives us the opportunity to reach the masses of the world through Bible correspondence courses. We're teaching the lost through Bible correspondence, both by internet and by postal mail as well. But we recruit students for Christians just like you to be able to teach the gospel to. Now, we recruit students from around the world, and since 1973, when World Bible School began, there have been over 35 million people that have been taught the gospel through World Bible School lessons. Now, we're grateful for that number, but we want that to be much higher, because we realize that we are not keeping up with the world's population as far as teaching is concerned. And when we think about the vast scope of our mission field, which is worldwide, we certainly need to cover a lot more ground than we have in the past. But nonetheless, here is our 2018 enrollment numbers, and you may not have realized that World Bible School is this large. But we enrolled almost 1.5 million new students last year, both through postal students as well as those that sign up online to take our course. And we're grateful for that number. But again, we want that to be much larger. But if you just do a little bit of math, that means that every 22 seconds, World Bible School is signing up a new student to study God's Word. And that's wonderful. I want that to be down to 0 seconds. We get one every second. So we look at the idea of the great growth that World Bible School is experiencing. This means that we increased our number of enrollment by almost 400,000 students last year, from 2017 to 2018. So if we continue to increase at that rate and even surpass that number, then we're going to be able to reach a lot more people with the gospel of Christ. And we're grateful for these, and we appreciate those who assisted us and helped us to be able to obtain that number. But we offer a free Bible study to people in every nation of the world. And remember, that's where Jesus told us to make disciples, wasn't it? He said, go and make disciples in every nation. And we consider the idea that we oftentimes support mission works, maybe in Mexico somewhere, or Guatemala, or in the Philippines, or some other country, and we're just touching the hem of the garment here and there. But World Bible School is located in every country of the world. And if we're going to make disciples in every nation, brethren, we need to be in every nation, don't we? So World Bible School gives us that opportunity. And there aren't many mission efforts that can say that, because there are many countries where you and I cannot physically go with one of these in our hands and go into that country to teach the gospel of Christ. But because of the internet, we are in every nation of the world. So World Bible School is all about connecting seekers with teachers. We are finding students throughout the world in various nations that are interested in studying God's Word, and we're connecting those people with Christians and congregations just like yours, where you are able and have the opportunity to teach these people the gospel of Christ. And once you teach the gospel and they are ready to be baptized, then we have follow-up workers that in those foreign countries that are able to go and meet with these people and study with them further. Sometimes they have to study with them quite a bit to make sure that they understand what they're doing and the commitment they're making, but then they do the follow-up work for us. But we are grateful for those that are teaching, and this is one of the methods that we're getting students. If you will notice, if anyone signs up or does a search on the internet for a free Bible study or online Bible study, I want you to look who is at the top of the list there. Now, Word Bible School is not always on the top, but we try to be there. We're paying a great sum of money on a yearly basis to maintain that top status. And brethren in the churches of Christ ought to be very proud of that, because we give people the opportunity, when people open up a web page, where do you usually click first? Normally the top one, right? Top one or two. Well, World Bible School is paying a tremendous amount of money to maintain that top status, because if we consider the idea of where we would be without World Bible School, who's next? The Mormons. So who would you rather see people that are searching for an online Bible study to be able to study with? Those who are teaching them the truth, or study with the Mormons or some other false doctrine that is prevalent there? So we're grateful for that, and this is one of the reasons that World Bible School needs support from brethren just like yourselves to help us maintain that top status, so we can ensure that people that are searching for the truth can find the truth. And this is one of the ways that we do that. The Master Series is what we call our lessons that are designed to teach the lost. It's the same material that's taught online as well as through the postal mail. Seven of those, the first five, deals with teaching an individual what they need to know to become a Christian, and the latter two are instructions for them to follow after they have obeyed the gospel. You remember what Jesus tells us to do? Go and make disciples. That's teaching, isn't it? And then what do we do after that? Once you baptize them, then you teach them more, the things that Jesus has taught us. So that's what World Bible School is doing. We're addressing the entire spectrum of the Great Commission, and we teach them to mature in Christ with those latter two books. But this is something that we developed also since we've been online. We have a few Muslims occasionally that sign up to take the courses, and we want to be able to instruct them more readily. So we developed these two booklets talking about the true prophets of God, proving that Muhammad was an imposter, and that Jesus Christ is indeed the Messiah, not just a prophet, as they claim. But also, we have some children occasionally that sign up. If they're under the age of 13, we automatically recommend that you study the children's series with them that teaches them the stories about Jesus, much like they would learn in a Sunday school class or something of that nature. So these are extra helps for our teachers that you can use to help teach the younger as well as those in other religions. We also have developed some supplemental courses, because we have people that are obeying the gospel and they're still hungering and thirsting after knowledge of God's Word, so they want to study deeper. So we wrote this book called Test the Spirits, because the Bible does tell us to test the spirits whether they be of God. So we want the people to be able to differentiate between the false teaching that others might present as well as what the Bible has to say. And of course, we want to teach them how to pray according to what Jesus instructed in His lifetime, as His disciples asked Him on occasion, Lord, teach us to pray. So this is very important. And one other booklet that we have called The Guide to New Testament Christianity is designed to teach one what they need to know to become a Christian and how to establish a Lord's church in their community if there's not one nearby. So these are supplemental courses that people can study after they have obeyed the gospel or whatever. But you might ask the question, is this method successful? We know there are a lot of good brotherhood works, and there are many that are being reached in various ways, but we know that God said through His Word, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. So we can't replace preaching, but we nonetheless can teach these people in foreign countries as well as locally the gospel of Christ through the printed page or on the internet. Now, to show you how successful this work is, just look at this number. Most of you are probably familiar with the Mayfair congregation over in Huntsville. Last year, they had 1,631 baptisms through their World Bible School program. Now, that congregation meets on Sunday morning with about 1,600 to 1,800 folks sitting in their pews. They doubled the size of their congregation in 1 year through World Bible School. Now, they aren't all meeting at Mayfair. Most of them are in Africa or some other country, but they doubled the size of their congregation in 1 year by their teaching through World Bible School lessons. And they have about 50 to 60 teachers there, and they're doing a wonderful, wonderful job. So we look at the success that World Bible School has. Many times you and I might get the attitude or idea that America is no longer interested in godly things. And I've certainly seen a great decline in the last 20 or 30 years of spiritual matters in the minds of people. But nonetheless, we're signing up about 4,200 Americans each month to take our courses online. Now those numbers tell me that there are people out there that still wants to know about God. They still want to hear that good news about Jesus Christ. So this is something that we're grateful for, and we, again, are averaging about 350 baptisms each week. Now we think about those 350, and that doesn't seem like a great number in comparison to the population of our world, but those are 350 precious souls that have been brought to Jesus and enjoying the hope of salvation that you and I have in Him. And we're grateful for each one that is brought to Christ, and we rejoice with every one of them. You might ask, how do you start? Now, I've talked to the elders already, and they are interested in beginning a World Bible School program here at your congregation. So if you want to be involved in our postal program, these are some of the things you need. First of all, you need a workroom to organize your materials and keep those stored. You will need someone to coordinate the work. Now, whoever wants to step forward, Brother Little, you can become the coordinator for World Bible School. Now, I'm just picking on him a little bit. Anyone can do this if you are willing to take on the responsibility. Now, you need this person because you need someone to collect the mail, open those lessons, and distribute them to the appropriate teachers and so forth, and make sure that they get those lessons graded and sent back to our students. Now, we think about also the materials that you need. You will need to purchase the Bible lessons, of course, and some grading keys for each one of your teachers and things of that nature. But as has already been mentioned, if you can read and write, brethren, you can do this. Now, Brother Tony was talking about coming and attending the evangelism class that you're going to have in the near future. Brethren, this is an evangelism class tonight, and every one of you can participate. Every one of you can evangelize the world through using World Bible School lessons. You would need that individual to be able to purchase the postage and envelopes and things that you're going to need to mail the lessons back and forth, time to grade the lessons. Many congregations use their Wednesday evening time when they come to the assembly already. They gather in their classroom or workroom, wherever they are at, and they grade those lessons and get them ready to put back in the mail. But you will also need some patience. And it takes patience to work with the postal program because of the time that it takes to get the lesson from here to some foreign country and then complete the next lesson and mail it back to you. Now, if you want to go the scanning route, if the congregation is willing to purchase a two-way scanner, then we have that capability in many of our foreign countries. Rather than those people have to buy an international stamp or airmail stamp to send it to America, they can mail it domestically to our distribution centers. Our distribution centers would then scan those lessons to our headquarters in Cedar Park, Texas, and then they will scan them on to you. When you grade them, you simply scan them back. That eliminates the postage costs and the postage delays, which is very good. But we find also, if you think about doing it online, becoming an internet teacher, you go to our website, worldbibleschool.net, and then you will click on that button, Become a Study Helper. Now, we will ask you a few questions because we don't want just anyone teaching and representing World Bible School. We'll ask you a few questions and determine that you are a good, faithful member affiliated with the Church of Christ somewhere in your community. Now, once you're approved, then you can go to worldbibleschool.org, which is another website that you have access to our student board. You log in with the PIN number that we will give you, and you have access to the student board, and this is a sample of what the student board looks like. Those are two examples there that these people are working on their introductory lesson. But notice it tells you the gender of those individuals, the country that they live in, their age, and so forth, and where they're at in their studies. Now, many times it will say they're have not completed the introductory lesson. Well, if they haven't completed it, we want to send three notes of encouragement. You might notice there, every World Bible School student is supposed to get three notes of encouragement from some teacher somewhere. It may not be the same one, of course, but when they are ready, when those three notes of encouragement have been received, then they're ready for adoption. But you notice on the side there, by the brackets, you can filter this down. If you want to find people that have already completed the introductory lesson, then you could click on that. It's going to bring you up that list. But you choose and pick whatever ones you want to teach out of that list. If you have particular interest in a certain country, you can go down the list and find people in that country and choose those as your students. But you simply click on that green adopt button, and that student becomes yours. And you begin to communicate with them, introduce yourself, and you begin to grade their lessons. And each lesson that they complete, we will send you an email alerting you that you have a student that has completed a lesson that's ready to be graded. So you simply go to that student board and log in under My Students there, and you begin to grade the lesson for that individual. Now, we also have a program called WBS Connect, and this is something that I encourage your elders to think very seriously about signing up on, because it gives you the opportunity to target any area of the world. Now, you can target Decatur, Alabama, or you can enlarge that to whatever place you would like for it to be. You can go to some foreign country where you have missionaries. But here I have on the map Austinville Church of Christ, and we begin with your congregation at the center. We will go out a 5-mile radius, or as large as you would like it to be. We can enlarge that to whatever capacity you want it to be, if you want to cover the entire state of Alabama or the entire southeast, whatever. But we will do this. We set up this website for your congregation at no cost to you. We will advertise through those ads that I show you here. We have ads like this that we place on the internet and advertise for potential students in your targeted area. Now, you're welcome to use those or develop your own, whatever you would choose to do in that capacity. But we will advertise for students. Anyone who clicks on that website that is connected with your URL address, those students would never appear on the student board that I showed you a moment ago. Their names would only come to your teachers right here in your congregation. Now, this includes anyone in a foreign country that you target as well. Those people would become available only to your teachers and your congregation. So you're actively teaching people where you have missionaries located already. So this is something that gives you an opportunity to target your local community, because many have told us in the past, we want to concentrate on our local area, not just Africa or some other country. So this gives you an opportunity to do that. Again, at no cost to the congregation, except when you actively adopt a student. We ask for a $5 donation for each student that you adopt. So, which is quite a bargain at the least. But this is a new Bible that we had printed a couple of years ago. Some of you have already purchased some of these. You've told me that. But this Bible is something that is very useful tool as far as not only teaching, but handing out in the community, handing out to visitors. Many congregations purchase these to use as their pew Bibles. Some are giving them out to visitors who come to their assembly and so forth. But look at the cost of this Bible. $5 each plus shipping. That's not much more than the price of a good tract. But not only does this contain both Old Testament and New Testament, it has going deeper section in the back, and if you will notice by the brackets there, each one of those headings is a deeper study, and they're the same title as our lesson booklets. Now, we have over 100 pages of study helps that we put in the back of this Bible that are produced by our own brethren back in Cedar Park, Texas. Now, one thing we have wonderful in this Bible, it has that guide to New Testament Christianity in the back. And it has something in there that not only teaches people what they need to know to become a Christian, but it teaches them the truth about obeying the gospel. Because notice, we ask the question, why must people be baptized? You see, when you get this Bible and you open it up and people are looking for the way of salvation, they will not find the sinner's prayer in here, nor will you find it in the Bible itself anywhere. But most Bibles that you purchase at the bookstores, they're going to have the sinner's prayer in there at some point, aren't they? They teach false doctrine about the way of salvation. So this Bible, as far as we can determine, is the only Bible produced by anyone affiliated with the Church of Christ. And it teaches the truth, brethren. And it teaches the way of salvation as the Bible portrays it to us. So this is something that we're very grateful for. And many of our brethren have been purchasing these. We are on our 7th printing of this Bible. And to tell you a little bit of a success story, there have been multitudes of people that have obeyed the gospel simply by reading that guide to New Testament Christianity in the back of the Bible. I know of prisoners that have studied this and obeyed the gospel that had never had a person actively teaching them before. They simply found the truth based upon what they were studying in that guide to New Testament Christianity. Most of you are probably familiar with Maywood Christian Camp down in Hamilton, Alabama. And Ted Burleson, the preacher there, was telling me a story about a young man who came to camp this past summer, and he didn't have a Bible. And the church at Hamilton had purchased several of these to give to campers who did not have a Bible. And he gave this young man a Bible when he came and did not have one. And the young man admitted he had never even looked inside a Bible. But Ted said he saw him later, and he was over there just studying away. And he kept one of his cabin mates up till 4:30 in the morning studying that guide to New Testament Christianity with him. And on Friday of that camp week, he was baptized into Christ. And he's still worshiping with the Hamilton congregation today. So we're grateful for the truth and for its ability to bring people to Jesus. And this is something, again, if you don't want to teach, you can certainly help us distribute some of these Bibles, and they will do a great deal of good in and of itself. But we began this year with a campaign called Bibles for Millions. And we're wanting to give away 1 million of these Bibles this year, if possible. Now, it's going to take a great deal of money for us to be able to do that. That's why we need help and assistance from brethren like you to help us to be able to do that. But we want to put the Bible into the hands of all the people that we can, because many Americans even today don't have a Bible in their home. You realize that? Years ago, it was practically impossible to find a family that didn't at least have a Bible, whether or not they went to church somewhere. But many today do not own a Bible. But in 2017, I had the opportunity to go to Zimbabwe, Africa on a mission trip. And Zimbabwe is one of our leading countries for students for World Bible School. While I was there, I was able to go out into the country and see where a lot of our students lived. And those people speak English, they're educated, they have schools there, but inside those round huts, you won't find a Bible, because those people can't afford a Bible. In fact, when I was there, they told me there was 92% unemployment, and it's even gotten worse since last year when they had a new election. That country is very, very poor. And those brethren, even though they study, and they can study and take our lessons because we supply the scriptures, but once they obey the gospel and they go home at night, they don't have the luxury that you and I have to sit down with God's word and study and allow that word to soak into their minds and into their hearts and create in them a desire to continue to be faithful to the Lord. It's just not there. What they get at church on Sunday morning is about all they get. So we want to supply a Bible for those people and help them grow and mature in Christ and have the knowledge of God's Word that you and I have had access to perhaps all of our lives. So we're trying to give away 1 million Bibles this year. And we think about what Jesus taught us. In Luke chapter 8, verse 5, he talked about a sower going forth to sow seed. We're familiar with this parable because he tells us in the later verses that the seed is the Word of God. When you think about World Bible School and how you can fit in and how you can work with us, you can become a seed sower through World Bible School. You can give a Bible to an individual, whether they be in your community or somewhere else in the world. And we ask you to please partner with us in the greatest mission on earth. Not to give away Bibles, the greatest mission is the commission that Jesus gave. Go and make disciples in every nation. That's our goal, brethren, and that's our obligation as a New Testament Christian. And the Lord doesn't expect us to say, well, you know, it's just an impossible task. I've always said when God says go, He'll open a door if there isn't one there already. And He's giving you the opportunity tonight to become a partner with World Bible School, because for just the price of $5, you can supply a Bible to an individual that may have never owned one in their life. And I can tell you that this is going to be something that's very precious to those people, because those who do not have a Bible, they're going to cherish this. I had the opportunity in 1992 to make a mission trip, the first mission trip that I made to Ukraine, the former Soviet Union. And those people had been denied the Bible for 70 plus years under communism, and I was able to give Bibles away to those people. And I would see many of them that would take that Bible and clutch it to their breast, and they would hug it as if it were the most precious thing they had ever owned in their life. And in many cases, it was. But we think about the power of God's Word and how you and I can sow the seed. And I ask you tonight to think about partnering with us in World Bible School, because World Bible School is all about you and I sharing Jesus. And we want to share Him with the world, and you can be a part of that. But I ask you to please pick up some cards out in the foyer. I don't want to take anything away from your ordinary or normal contribution here to your congregation, but if God has blessed you and you're willing and able, please pick up some cards. There will be a place there where you can sign up to become a Sowing the Seed member. If you will give on a monthly basis, then you become a Sowing the Seed member with World Bible School. Those cards are slid under the flap of the envelopes that look like this, so pick up both of those and make your check out to World Bible School and help us give away these Bibles. But I look forward to working with you as you develop your World Bible School program here. Hope to see great things, and I hope you're willing to teach. I hope you're willing to teach through the postal as well as online. But when we consider what God has done, He has opened a door for you and I, an opportunity that brethren before us did not have. I think about what Paul and Peter and those disciples that Jesus gave the Great Commission to, and they could look at the world and say, wow, this is an impossible task. But yet they got it done. In about 30 years, those brethren said they had preached the gospel to every creature under heaven, as Paul wrote in his epistles. We think about you and I, and we look at the world and we say, wow, I don't believe we can do this. But brethren, God has opened a door for us. He's given us the opportunity through the internet to be able to go into every country of the world. A few years ago, that was impossible. We couldn't go to Saudi Arabia or China or other places and teach people the gospel of Christ. But now we can. And we're so grateful. Let us go through that open door. Let us help teach the world about Jesus. Because that's what World Bible School is all about. Giving you the opportunity to help us spread the gospel. Tonight I want to encourage you, if you're an individual that is here and you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, Jesus died for you and for me. He died for your sins and for mine. He showed us how much He loved us as He stretched out His arms and was nailed to Calvary's cross. He showed us how much He loved us by allowing Himself to die on that cross. He said, no man takes my life from me, but I lay it down of myself. He freely died for you and me. And He also said, if I lay it down, I will take it up again. And He did on that third day. He was raised from the tomb. That gives you and I a hope of a resurrection also. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, I want to encourage you to consider giving your life to Jesus tonight. Come and confess Him before this assembly as the Son of God, repenting of your sins. Be baptized in water for the remission of your sins, and you can begin a new life. A life filled with hope and joy and happiness that you have never had before. A peace that passes all understanding. Brethren, we can all go to heaven through Jesus. If you're a child of God tonight, but you have drifted away from Him, we want to encourage you to examine your life. What is hindering you from serving the Lord as you should? If you need to repent, we encourage you to do that tonight. Whether you need to do so where you are, or if you need to come forward and confess sins of a public nature, whatever your need might be, we encourage you to come while together we stand and sing.
Oh, do not let the world